Banoffee was a background musician for megastars like Taylor Swift and Charlie XCX. But the singer-songwriter didn't want to stay in the background forever, so she made an album. It's her debut, and it's called Look at Us Now, Dad. You can count on me. Banoffee was born Martha Brown. She grew up in Melbourne, Australia, part of a tight-knit musical family.
I actually started off playing folk music with my sister Hazel, and we were in a band when I was a young teenager. We toured in that band a lot together. And then through that, I discovered synthesizers and my love for electronic music, which is where Banoffee came from. I moved to LA in 2017 when I realized that LA just had so many people ready to collaborate and make music. And that was so exciting for me coming from a smaller city where I felt like maybe I had nowhere else to go.
Doing 70 on the freeway, smoke coming out the hood. Tow man says it's 90. Bogging him down to 80.
I think when I first moved to LA, I was working seven jobs, 7 days a week. I was just a complete mess trying to pay rent, trying to somehow make music within it all. So I dash across the street to the only thing that's open. I need something to eat. Thank God for the Chevron. My song Chevron covers that pretty perfectly. It's a song about when my car broke down on the freeway and I was so broke that I couldn't afford to get the car towed, and I ended up paying someone money to take the car forever. I also left all of my clothes in the car because I was just not in a place to think about packing. So in order to write music, you need a lot of cash. You need to have the equipment, you need to have the programs, you need to have time to be able to record. It becomes a very expensive hobby until it can become your job. I went on tour in 2018 with Charlie XCX on the Taylor Swift tour. I was playing synths for them, and I decided just to keep all of that tour money and put it towards my record, which was an absolute blessing. It came just after I had had my ultimate low and thought I was going to have to move back to Australia. I really went back over my entire life to write this album. I went back with a fine-tooth comb and really wanted to understand all of the patterns that had formed within my body. So this album really is a story about my life. Permission is a very personal song. It was a way of me processing how my boundaries had been broken. I expected people to love me a certain way, but it very quickly twists into something darker and more sinister and speaks about the type of consent that can be broken that can break someone. Everything in this album is about moments in my life. Some of the events happened when I was a child. Some of them happened in my adulthood.
When you died, I sang to you. I lied, told you I was better. Told you I'd look after my mother.
The interludes, I Lied and I Let You Down, are songs I wrote after I said goodbye to someone in my life. When they died, I went to their bedside and sat there and sang to them, knowing it was the last time I was going to sit with them. And I made a decision that in order for them to be able to die peacefully, I had to lie. And that was that I was okay and I was healthy. And at the time I wasn't. I was very unwell and very depressed. And their last moments on earth were worrying about me, which I didn't want. I wanted those interludes to bookend the album because it's important for me to have them there as a reminder that I am living up to those lies. I am making those lives truth by making the work that I'm making and by continuing to work as hard as I can.
Banoffee, her debut album is Look at Us Now, Dad.